Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Welcome to your midweek edition of the British Tech News Show. I'm Kyle Swagger. Yeah, it is Wednesday, February 4th, 2015. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. Well, it seems Lenovo's been pretty good for Motorola. Since they've taken over, smartphone sales for Motorola have doubled. Sales are up 118% over the last year to 1.9 billion, with more than 10 million units shipped. That makes Motorola third of overall sales. That's behind Samsung and, of course, Apple. See what happens when you get away from flip phones? It's amazing. So we talked about this yesterday, Radio Shack going to, radio crap. And we mentioned that Radio Shack wanted to sell its stores to Sprint. Amazon apparently is saying, hold on a second there. Amazon is reportedly in discussions with Radio Shack to buy some of the company's brick-and-mortar stores so that they can compete with none other than Apple. Both Amazon and Radio Shack declined to comment on the situation, of course, but sources familiar with the matter say they're using the locations to give people a chance to try its growing range of hardware, including the Kindle tablets, its Fire smartphone, and the Echo speaker. Amazon, if you're wanting to put up a store and compete with Apple, you gotta do better than the Fire phone. Just saying. Speaking of the mighty iPhone, news coming out from Taiwan says that Apple might actually top 50 million units in the first quarter of this year. That's an increase of 14.4% from 43.7 million units shipped just last year. At least that's what the sources are saying at Taiwan's handset supply chain. The reason why, you're asking? Well, one country, China. The demand for the iPhone has been so great in China that they're expecting the devices just to fly off the shelf, especially during the Lunar New Year holiday coming up this month. Does seem funny to me how China's going so rockstar over the iPhone. I wonder if they forgot that they're made there. Yeah, made in China. Ah, but designed by Apple in California. Something you may not even been aware about. I certainly was until I read this. Reddit was apparently going to have its own currency. It was announced last year that Reddit would have Reddit notes that were intended to be a way for the social news aggregator to give 10% of its recent funding, that's around $5 million by the way, to Reddit users. Well, before you start jumping for joy out of your chair, Reddit has decided to pull its cryptocurrency plans, or at least put them on hold anyway. So why hold it back now? Well, the company apparently has fired its lead cryptocurrency engineer by the name of Ryan X. Charles. Yes, you are X. Ex-employee Charles. Charles claimed he had been working on a Reddit wallet that would let users deal in a number of cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin. Mr. Charles also took to Twitter yesterday saying that cryptocurrency is not a part of Reddit's near-term plans. He says that the new leadership over there is so uninterested in Bitcoin. Ooh, a little dirty laundry going on over there, Reddit. Enjoy that 1080p TV while you can, because it looks like pretty soon it's going to be an obsolete thing. 4K is now the new rave, and because of that, Sony has promised to release a 4K-compatible PS4. Now that's cool. This, of all people, is actually according to Netflix, saying that Sony has promised to crank out a revised PS4 with 4K output. Now, Sony is refusing to comment on such claim, but Netflix is saying that once it comes out, the content that they do give out in 4K will be fully compatible with it. So if you got a 4K TV, you were thinking about getting a PS4, you might want to hold on for a little bit. And finally, Warning, we've got more experts saying, don't do this. Research from Boston University's Medical Center showed that toddlers using devices such as iPads could struggle to develop empathy, social, and problem-solving skills. In simpler terms, toddlers who use iPads frequently could be damaging their brains. Apparently, child psychologists are concerned that using technology such as tablets could have an impact on their social-emotional development. The Boston University School of Medicine claims that the children using technology were using the devices to replace the development of emotional and social interaction skills, usually obtained by friendship and unstructured play. Even the Association of Teachers and Lecturers chimed in to say that they feared more children are now unable to perform tasks because of over-reliance on technology. I don't know who's wrong or who's right on this. I do remember, though, when I was a kid, they said, do not use calculators in class, and I still suck at math. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday edition of the British Tech News Show. Until then, hang tight, enjoy your Wednesday, and thank you so much for listening.